Hi, everyone. My name is Marissa Santoro, and I'm the founder here at In Our Shoes. Welcome to our female community, a place where smart, ambitious women in business connect and look to inspire each other, sharing our lessons learned and all our tactical tools and solutions with one another in order to help us raise our rank. Today, I thought I would record this piece talking about a term that I discuss a lot throughout the site and through my events and seminars. And that's really the essence of In Our Shoes, and that is the gutsy moves of women. I talk a lot about the gutsy moves because it really is at the core of what women need to do, especially in this economy, to really stand out and make themselves unique in business. It's not that we never needed to do that before. It's just that because things have really really been turbulent in our global economies, especially in the U.S. and U.K., where very similar in the same boats, especially with if you're working in the financial services markets. Now more than ever, especially with layoffs going on all around us, this is a very difficult time to be a woman in business on one hand because we're concerned about losing our jobs and our income to support our families. These days everyone has a dual income, right? But it's also a great and ripe opportunity to really stand out and step up our game. And as the market research has shown in recent years, companies that are run and led by women, senior executives and women-led organizations, do reap rewards and more profits. So we're definitely a more profitable asset to have around now in companies. So what is the gutsy move? Well, it's really not that complicated. It's not a complex formula. What the gutsy move is all about is something that we as women feel instinctually. You know that feeling you get when you just know you should do something? It's an opportunity that you just want to jump on. It's something that you get really excited about, maybe a phone call that you can, you know, you should make with someone to connect. Whatever that might be, it's that instinctual, I should just do this, but you don't even think about it. It's just something you get really excited about and you know that you should do. That's your gut feeling, and that's something that comes automatically. It's something that just pops up. We don't expect it. It just happens. But unfortunately, as humans, we also tend to think and analyze as well, especially women. We definitely are great thinkers, and we're always in the details of things. But thinking and analyzing also works against us because when we take that gut feeling that we just jumped on, we tend to think about it, and then we just stop. And long story short, we end up convincing ourselves out of it. And then we don't act on the thoughts that we've had. So the gutsy moves in business and what's really worked for me and all the women that I've talked to in interviews is really just whittled down to one thing, taking that gut feeling instinct that you have at your core, thinking about what you need to do to bring it to fruition and acting on it immediately, not stopping to think. Now, there's a lot of negative voices around us when we're having these moments. And these negative voices aren't necessarily intentional. Sometimes they come from ourselves, overthinking things, convincing our own selves just through our own thoughts that this isn't a decision that we should carry forward with. It's not something that makes sense for us. And so after thinking about it, we just turn around and just kill it. Then there's negative voices from the people around us. These people may be, you know, our community, our support system, which is generally, you know, our biggest cheerleaders. But they may also inject their own doubt about what we want to do or what we plan to do. And so they're thinking for us, and it's just like one more ring, you know, to kind of put the nail in the coffin to not act on it. So for whatever reason, we do have these thoughts as humans to instinctually go for something, but by overthinking and overanalyzing, we just don't necessarily act, and so we stop. What I'm here to tell you is that when you have those moments, when you just know that something feels right, you kind of have to put aside the rationality, and you just have to move on it. And from my perspective here, coming from New York City, growing the platform In Our Shoes several years ago, I'll share a gutsy move that that I wasn't expecting and kind of just cropped up out of nowhere. For me, and that's really including the UK in my platform. I had received an unexpected amount of women coming out of London, especially that had reached out and were really excited and wanting to learn more about the work that I was sharing through my articles and the content here. And it kind of just, you know, grew from there over the last, you know, couple months. And I decided, you know what, why not just give it a shot and start extending the platform to the UK as well. So I did that earlier this year. And starting this Friday, I'm off to kick off the first set of or series of In Our Shoes events and seminars and things that I never would have expected, including getting a sponsor in the heart of the city. So if you are on this call and you're coming from the London area, I will be hosting a free inspiring evening event on Thursday, November 8th, in the heart of London, near St. Paul's. And be a great group. I have a lot of women who have RSVP'd. I still have a couple seats left, so please reach out if you're interested. Getting back to the gutsy moves. So going with your gut feeling and not spending too much time thinking about what you need to do and just acting. Thoughts turn into actions. If you think about them enough and they really mean something to you, they do turn into action. I'd also like to take a step back and have you consider something. There are thousands of people in this world that are doing the same or in the same career that you want to be in. I'm not doing anything unique in terms of my profession. There are many, many women in this world, especially here in New York City, that are, you know, wanting to empower and inspire women in business. However, I know that I bring my unique value to the table through my own voice, through my work, through my own heart and soul. So it's really important when you're making these decisions in your life or these gutsy moves, as I say, you really have to remember that you do bring your own unique value. And if you're passionate about something, I've said this before, successful people are not the most talented, they're the most passionate. If you're talented at something and you're really passionate about it, then you're probably really good at it and you do bring something unique and add value to somebody else who would be interested in that product or that service. And this also applies even if you're working in a firm. You know, you have to really treat yourself like an entrepreneur, even when you're working in corporate America, as your own asset who brings value to that company. The other thing I want you to consider is the mass number of produced books, for instance, and music, right? One of the things that I've always heard back from readers here is that they always have a very strong connection to music. It's kind of what brings them back to their core. When you think about the mass number of books and music and songs, right, that are produced and spread out and distributed to millions of people every single day, and yet those artists are able to make a very personal connection to each of us, even though we haven't met them in person, their songs are able to really resonate with us and connect us as human beings to what they have to offer. And that goes back to what I was saying. You may be doing something that many other people are doing, but it's that connection that only you can make with someone who's interested in what you have to sell and what you have to deliver to a community that wants to receive it. So I love using that example because you know there is always and also personal connections with the people that you work with, your colleagues or your customers, if you're thinking about going out on your own, or your students, maybe you want to get into teaching. It's that personal connection that people really, really jump on. There's an expression that a lot of entrepreneurs just embrace, and that is humanize to monetize. Really get yourself out there. Be as transparent as you can with your customers to really help them form a personal connection to you. So I hope you enjoyed this piece and that the gutsy moves are something that you're able to take on. And just remember, when you have that little instinct in your gut that you think you should do something, it doesn't only apply in business, right? This is also on the personal front, something that you just know feels right despite what, you know, the voices around you may be saying or despite what your own voice may be saying. When you walk away and you think about it too much, you have to jump on it and you have to take that opportunity. So I hope this was helpful. And for those of you who are in London, I hope to see you starting November 1st. I will be in London this coming Friday. I'm sorry, November 2nd. For those of you who are in New York City, I'll be kicking off an event as well in December. And for those of you who might not be in either of those two cities, I do a lot of free events and seminars and webinars online. So do come back for more. And I'll still keep doing this as long as you keep returning back. Thanks so much. Bye.